evolution of your day and how the Good Day program plays into it. Happy to have you along at 7 after the hour. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. And the Boomeritos are here. We used to do an ad. There's a Washington dealership. I think they're in Washington. Richie, the Bomberito Pontiac Cadillac dealership.
Doesn't ring a bell, no.
I did the screaming car ads for them when I was working in Baltimore. Remember?
Yeah.
Andy Park and I used to go into the studio and yell and scream.
They could be up in Beemore.
Yeah. Well, we would do 4 or 5 of those at a time, and we couldn't talk.
That's fun stuff, isn't it?
I will never forget the Bomberito sale, though. So when I think of the Boomeritos, I think of them lovingly. Janet and Anne-Marie are here. They are PR experts, but they also have interesting radio and television work that they do. You can check out theboomerbroads.com, I think. Isn't that best place to know?
Yes.
Boomer, it's an extravaganza. All right. So let's talk about resting. This is... The boomers always have some interesting ideas about what may be something that'll pique your interest. And we all like to talk about either how much sleep and how well we rest or how we don't. One of the fellows who works for me as a mechanic on the farm, it is distressing, actually, to look at him lately. I've said to him yesterday, what's the matter with you? He's not resting well. He thinks he has sleep apnea.
Oh, dear.
He's got twitches, and the lady he's with is getting upset because, he's not resting well. Now, I wonder if that's something that comes out of physical discomfort or mental and emotional discomfort. If we ask the same question to the 4 ladies that are here, Janet, Anne-Marie, Roberta, Jennifer, and I think I'll start with Janet. Do you, first of all, do you rest well? Do you sleep well?
Can I just say something quickly before
that's
you...
That's Anne-Marie, yes. All right, go ahead.
Sorry, that's Anne-Marie, but no, I'll let Janet answer, but it's a particular problem for women.
Yes, so I'm getting to that. You didn't let the host finish his job.
So sorry.
That's okay, it's all right.
That's why he ignored me during this conversation.
Right.
Because
that's the clue. If I'm ignoring guys. Rich, right. It's not about the boys.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
It's about the girls.
Gotcha.
All right, but now, and those women who are your age, Roberta's age, more than Jennifer's age, at least according to this study of women who are having a hard time sleeping.
Oh, yes, and I'll tell you, this is Janet, it started for me at around 45, right about the time they're saying in this New York Times article that women start, and now I do, I have to be honest, at least 3 times a week I take an aid, be it a Xanax, be it a Tylenol PM, something, because I just, and I don't know if I mirror some of the other women on right now, but I have no problem falling asleep. What happens to me is at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and that's it. So I've had, 5 hours of sleep maybe? 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and I cannot get back again. And I tell you, as anyone who knows who doesn't sleep well, as Michael Jackson knew who didn't sleep well, it ruins your life. You know, you're just out of focus. You eat because you don't have discipline. You're depressed. It's really such a killer. And particularly now, as this article will attest, for boomer women, I don't know if Roberta has this. I know Anne-Marie and I have spoken of it. Or Jennifer, who's younger, maybe you haven't hit it yet, and I hope you don't, but it seems to really be running rampant.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with hormone fluctuations, especially in women our age, because, you know, we're perimenopausal or we're menopausal or we're postmenopausal, and a lot of it does have to do with hormones. I know I was having a lot of trouble sleeping, and I don't like to take things like Ambien because even though it puts you to sleep and keeps you asleep, it disrupts your brain patterns so that after you get off it, it's even more difficult for you to sleep. It's almost like a rebound effect, like when you use the things to open up your sinuses, the sprays.
Yep.
So I found I started on bioidentical hormones, which is a combination.
Oh, is that the Suzanne Summers?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It is like a miracle for me.
Really?
It has completely changed my life. I would recommend women look into this if you don't have, you know, any underlying medical problems. Certainly, you know, discuss it with your doctor. Find a doctor who specializes in bioidentical hormones. I think it's the future of medicine, actually, especially for aging. But I found that after I started it, my sleep patterns were far, far better. I still wake up sometimes. I might need a little, you know, have the formula like tweaked a little bit again. They test your blood every couple of months, and they tweak the formula depending on how you're feeling. And that's made a world of difference for me.
Wow, interesting.
Some things, melatonin
yes.
works for some people. St. John's wort works for some people. I remember, I never forget this, one afternoon, and I don't say this, I'm not much into name dropping, but most people know that Ed McMahon and I became pretty good friends the last 8 or 9 years of his life. And one afternoon I was visiting, Charlotte and I were visiting him, and he was telling me about his lack of ability to go. He was taking Ambien and he didn't like it. And he said, do you know of anything that will make me go to sleep? I said, well, I should try either. I would try St. John's wort, but I know people who've used melatonin. I tried melatonin once because I've been through periods when I
took melatonin
well.
Last night.
Melatonin gave me, I took it twice. It made me crazy.
It's okay.
Really? What did it do?
It gives you dreams. Crazy wild dreams.
Oh, awful.
That's awesome.
Awful dreams, but it does help you go off. Pretty well. I don't know whether it works better for men or for women, frankly. All right, Rich, you can pipe down now. All right, Jennifer, what's your story?
I usually don't have trouble sleeping. Hate to rub it in, but I usually can go to sleep.
Well, no. I mean,
you should. Enjoy, my friend.
Older woman's issue. I would go to sleep and sleep like a baby for 8 or 9 hours, and swear to you, I never took a thing.
Does it have to do with women and their changing roles in society?
I think it does. I don't know about the rest of the women on this line now, but on the subject now, but or in your audience. But I wake up and my mind starts to go.
Well, but it's not. It's just. I think everybody has that. I've been there, done that. Your mind doesn't shut off.
I'm starting to think I have some estrogen issues because I've been waking up at 2 or 3 o'clock and can't go back to sleep.
It might be the worst of all possible nightmares for you.
Maybe I'm premenopausal.
Yeah, you could be. So anyway, the stuff that you can't shut off
in here all of a sudden
in your mind that I found meditation, yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Things like that that some people would accept, more and more people actually are accepting them, and women especially. There are yoga, I do this all the time with the yoga laughter.
Yoga
laughter is very good, and they don't necessarily get you to go to sleep, but it relaxes the people. That's really what you need to do. You need to relax your muscles. Everything in your system needs to sort of slow down. I find, right now, this is self-admission.
Are you premenopausal too?
No, but I will. You know, when you hear me talking about The View, normally by the time The View is almost over, I'm done with my work or the important stuff that I really have to deal with. I spend 2 or 3 hours a day on it, and I'll finish, if I am done by the time The View is over, I'll turn it on, and I'll be asleep in 3 or 4 minutes. I'll take a nap for half an hour, and then I'm fine for the rest of the day. That's
really?
Another thing, and I wonder about Janet and Anne Marie.
Like napping.
Hard to do unless you have an office, you close the door, you got a couch. If you do, you got to take advantage of it because it'll change everything.
Well, the other thing
I can't do that.
I stopped fighting it. Mm-hmm. I just said, you know what? There are days when I'm going to have 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep, and there are days when I'm going to have 3 or 4 hours of sleep. Yeah. And just get up and be productive. And
then there are days when you're going to drink half a bottle of whiskey and knock yourself out.
It's bad. Yeah. You know what happens, though, is that it'll spoil your productivity. That's one of the things. The reason I take a nap now, it wouldn't make any difference when I have 4 hours sleep, 3 hours. When I went to California a couple of weeks ago, I didn't even go home. I went right to the studio at Jennifer's CRN Digital headquarters. There's a couch in the boardroom. I went in and I slept on the couch for maybe an hour and 40, 45 minutes. I got up. I went on the air. I was like I had a full night's sleep.
I saw that couch on Craigslist last week.
Dougie slept here.
That's right.
Dougie slept here.
Right.
What was amazing to me is that how pervasive the problem is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
So are there sleep therapists that are any good?
Do we what?
There are doctors who hang out a shingle. Sleep therapist.
I went to one. I tried hypnosis. I've tried medication. I've tried therapist. And then I finally said, you know what? Stop worrying about it. stop fighting it and just roll with it. And some days there'll be good days and some days there'll be bad days.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's hard for people who run a business, like at least like we do, to sneak away and get a nap, even though we do have a couch.
Yeah.
So we could do it. But
you have the casting couch there, too.
Well,
and by the way, not to be facetious, a lot of people, one of the things, maybe all the women are going to say, yeah, that's good for you. After you have a great sexual experience, it's usually pretty easy to go to sleep.
Well, duh.
Are you offering?
I'm offering that.
Like, I'll be your sleeping aid, baby.
But the biggest mistake you can make relates to something Richie said, which is thinking a glass of wine or a couple of, shots.
Wake
your
right up. You go to sleep for a while, wake you right up.
Yeah.
I used to
do
that.
Later. Bing.
I had a glass, and my daughter and I were talking about me having a little wine before I went to bed because it's good for your heart and good for this and good for that. I am. It's a good thing I'm not a drinker. I had. I went through a period for a month or two. I'd try it. Just before I go to bed, I'd have a sip of wine or I'd have a glass of wine. Go to sleep. I'd be out for 2-3 hours, then up and not.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They say that alcohol does.
Horrible.
It knocks you out for a few hours and then it has the reverse effect.
Horrible.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. So anyway, food for thought, though, and it's if you can stay away from the drugs, you really need to stay away from the drugs.
The Tylenol PM. That's not good.
It gives you a hang.
Yeah,
it's just not good.
That's why I try the melatonin whenever I'll try that. I'll be months and I'll be fine, and then I'll have like 2 or 3 weeks where I just keep waking up. So I keep the melatonin there, and if I wake up, I just hit it and boom, you're out.
Can you take that in the middle of the night without a hangover?
Billy Joel sound.
I have to have at least 4 hours left of the night because if I take it, at like 2 o'clock in the morning, knowing I have to get up at 5.
Yeah, dude, you're.
I dated somebody for 3 or 4 years who would take a swig of NyQuil.
NyQuil's good too.
Really, but then
alcohol. Basically
you take
alcohol.
Right, but that'll give you sleep. But you'll be groggy as hell when you wake up.
Yes, you will.
You don't feel like you slept.
No. Hi, the Boomer Broads. Thoughts about sleeping.
Pleasure.
Thank you, ladies. It's 19 after on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the #1 pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season. Day time, November the 8th. It's 11-8-11. It's an interesting date in and of itself. You put it up there, it looks like two people standing side by side on either side of infinity. What about that?
And beyond.
Yeah. 11-8-11. Okay. So we have Norman Lloyd to celebrate today. God bless this guy. He was born this day, 1914. He was Dr. Auslander on St. Elsewhere. You would remember him instantly if you saw him. One of the most famous of all of the character actors.
What's his name? Norman Lloyd?
His name is Norman Lloyd, with two L's. 97 years old today. God bless him. And he's, again, been around, I don't think he's acting anymore.
Certainly.
Yeah, you recognize him, right?
Yeah,
of course you do. Actor Gene Sachs, born this day, 1921, was in The Odd Couple. Another character actor, cut out of the same cloth as Norman Lloyd, in fact. You would recognize him. The producer, Walter Mirisch, did some big movies in the 50s and 60s and 70s. He was one of those epic producers, did a lot of the big Navy fight movies and stuff like that. So happy birthday to him. Patty Page. I think you'd love this. Her real name is Clara Ann Fowler. Did the old Cape Cod song, I Went to Your Wedding, Doggy in the Window, Allegheny Moon, Tennessee Waltz, Cross Over the Bridge, etc., etc. She's been on the your favorite music, those sort of old TV shows, bring back the old music on PBS. Happy birthday to her. Let's see here. We have next up is Morley Safer from 60 Minutes. Born this day, 1931. Happy birthday to him. Bonnie Bramlett. Whoa! She's 67.
There we go.
Delaney and Bonnie and Friends.
Yeah.
Only You Know and I Know. One of the songs. Never Ending Song. This song, it always comes to me. It seems like I just did this birthday. So it was one of those birthdays every year. It's the only time we ever talk about these people.
Yeah.
But I just, when I think about her being 67, happy birthday to her. And to Roy Wood, who is from ELO, one of their songwriters. I don't know why we can't find a better song. This is
this is a great song.
There's some other. His real name is Ulysses, by the way. He formed the ELO group in was it 1975, Richie?
Maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
but somewhere right around there.
Ah, what great stuff.
Jeff Lynne is the face of ELO, but yeah, this guy was big time around.
Yep. Let's see, Bonnie Raitt shows up now. Born this day, 1949. Bonnie Raitt is 62 today. That's hard to swallow, too.
This would be the song that she would say got her out of the ghetto.
Yep. Grammy Award-winning singer, Let's see here. 1990, something to talk about. Sweet Forgiveness. She was an urban cowboy, daughter of John Raitt. Had a lot of trouble with drugs early in her life. Cleaned it up very, I would consider her to be an attractive woman.
Seen her many times in concert. Good stuff. Good,
very attractive. Good stuff. Mary Hart, who had her legs, let's see, sure, for $1 million a piece, I think, when she was on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1950. She's 61. No longer with Entertainment Tonight because she got too old. That's really, I mean, that's a disgrace.
She got varicose veins.
Disgust. No, she didn't. She just, it's this ageism that we have in our society.
Sure do.
Christy Hefner, who's Hugh's daughter, is, let's see here, 1952, so she's 59. Woo-wee! Yeah, hear that. Happy birthday to Alfre Woodward, who is Betty Applewhite on Desperate Housewives.
Very cool.
Born in the state 1952. She won an Academy Award for Hill Street Blues. So happy birthday to her. Ricky Lee Jones, having a birthday today, 57. Born in the state 1954. Leaf, who we got here next?
Got the Cure.
Oh, Portal Thompson from The Cure.
All right, here's
54.
The Cure.
Leaf Garrett, 50 today. And Lauren Elena, only 17 today.
American Idol.
Happy birthday to her.
Podiatrist Dr. Stephen Priven has a catchy little saying that sums up what he thinks of socks. Cotton might be rotten.
Cotton might be okay for just sitting still, but for people who are going to be active and moving around and having their feet perspire, I recommend synthetic fibers.
Cool Max and Smart Wool are his top choices when you head out for a workout or a run. I'm Aileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus.
I think it's important that your sock be able to wick the moisture away from your foot, and cotton doesn't do that very well. Wick allows for moisture transmission, so it means it gets pulled away from the foot to the outside of the sock where it can evaporate.
If you're exercising, Dr. Privet says stay away from those socks you get in the packages that say 3 for $10. Cotton swells with moisture more than wool or acrylic does. When your feet retain moisture, they get soggy, and you're more prone to infections, especially athlete's foot.
The funguses especially grow best in a dark, warm, moist environment, and I call that fungus heaven.
Dr. Pribbett is the past president of the Academy of Podiatric Sports Medicine, and he says the Academy has been saying avoid cotton socks for years. You can learn a lot more about sock weaves and tips about which thickness to use. Check our website. So tomorrow, we'll tackle athletic shoes. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Doug Steffen Way, it's 27 minutes before the new hour. Rich McFadden and Jennifer and Richie. Wait a minute, I said Richie twice, didn't I?
You like him best, don't you? Just admit it.
Credit. I'm bigger. There's more of me.
Yeah. That doesn't mean there's more to love. It just means there's more of you.
It doesn't mean that at all.
It's Jennifer that I left out. Roberta. I can mention Roberta a couple times, too.
Sure.
You like, that would work for you.
She's older.
What?
She's twice as old as Jen, almost.
Yeah, almost.
Excuse me. Yeah. Excuse me.
What? What's your problem?
Huh? Almost.
As old as Jen.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here.
Jen and I are on the same plane. Thank you very much.
We are.
Yeah. Can we move on now? We've now established who's in the...
No.
I think it's better.
This is like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
This is going nowhere good.
No, it isn't.
We know who the elder statesman is.
So,
anyway.
Yesterday on The View, you know, I like The View. The ladies were talking about a discipline case that has gotten some coverage in the news. If you've not heard this story, let's listen as the ladies discuss child discipline in general in response to...
The spanking... On the video, yeah.
Can I finish the introduction, or you want to do it? I'll let you do it if you like.
No, I just you said all discipline case. I wanted to make sure everybody knew which one it was, because it's been all over the TV.
You probably would have if I had finished the sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm happy to have you do it. It's okay.
It's been all over the TV where this judge spanked his daughter, and now the daughter...
Didn't we, Jennifer, earlier today, didn't we have a conversation
now the daughter
about
is like
me
24?
Going back and asking Richie, tell us that story about something that happened a month or so ago. This just happened, Rich. You didn't have to jump in on this. I still got it in my head.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
Judge.
Somebody tell the story already.
So the daughter decides, like, 8 years later to release the video. She was 16. She was downloading illegal music. The guy's a judge. He was very upset.
He's a preacher, Rich.
He calls it theft. And he's a judge because he was taken off of the stand.
No, we're talking about this. You're in the wrong case.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's better.
If you let me tell the story, you wouldn't have screwed it up now. So people are going to be thinking about that case, which was something else similar to this.
Yeah.
This is a... Let's see. How much time do we have left? Maybe we may be able to get this clip in before we're done. This is a discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring back to the this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome back to this half hour. We're going to talk about a video which was released, and the ladies on The View discussed the video, which has a focus on child discipline. A preacher apparently went public with comments that were controversial about whether to spank or not to spank. That is the question.
Evangelical preacher Michael Pearl has some parents outraged over his specific and extreme views on disciplining children. Here's what he told CNN.
I've never met any well-trained, emotionally secure, happy, creative children that weren't spanked. A hand is hitting. A little switch is spanking. Rubbing the spaghetti all over your head. You shouldn't have done that at 7 years of age. Okay?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, that hurts.
That must be his switching.
Okay.
But there aren't any marks on you?
Sure, it's not a judgment.
No, there's no way, but you would hit a 5-year-old like that?
Yeah.
He's a priest. Sure. Preacher.
Yeah.
Okay, where is the preacher? Does anybody know?
Oh, my goodness.
He's a preacher in Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I believe it's in Texas.
He has written a book. And the book has sold something like 700,000 copies.
Right.
And it's called To Train Up a Child. I will just read you a little bit from the book. Bear with me. He's not just talking about spanking. Any spanking to effectively reinforce instruction must cause pain. Select your instrument according to the child's size.
Oh,
for the under 1-year-old child, a small 10 to 12 inch long willowy branch stripped off any knots that might break the skin. Well, he's compassionate. About 1/8 inch in diameter is sufficient. Sometimes alternatives have to be sought. A 1-foot ruler or its equivalent in a paddle is a suitable substitute. For the larger child, a belt or 3-foot cutting off of a shrub is effective. Now, there have been 3 known deaths of adopted children of people in his parish. One of them is already serving. One couple is serving.
From his parish or people who had the book? I don't know if it's from his parish. I think it was people who had in their possession, they had his book.
They read his book, and the book, a lot of it is, you know, this is what God is teaching, which is a lie. And people believe it. And, you know, I'd like to see how he would like it when he misbehaves if someone hit him with a switch. You know, a lot of these people who are into this are very sadistic and mentally ill, and we should be aware of that.
What?
This is not just plain old discipline. This is beating, sadistic beatings. A 6-month-old child they do it to also. That's what they said in the research.
Okay. So I have strong feelings about this sort of corporal discipline. There is a continental divide. I walked through the continental divide in Chicago when I was there on Saturday, and I sort of thinking about how we have a literal and figurative, imaginative continental divide. This country is extraordinarily divided along several different lines, and they are based on politics and religion together, frankly, and that is a it then interferes, or not, I shouldn't scratch interfere. It does influence your lifestyle, your values, your judgments, your beliefs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on one side of the divide are people, and some people think it's the North and South. Some people think it's East and West. But to have a book like this sell 700,000 copies. Now, somebody's listening to me now and thinks, yeah, you're nothing but a liberal Easterner. Discipline, corporal punishment is great for children.
No.
I don't believe that that's the case. I don't think anything ever, you don't fix a problem creating.
Let me ask you something, though.
In anger and almost like vengeance, like corporal, it's like a capital punishment. It doesn't work, doesn't fix anything. It just makes the victim either scared or angry. And you don't, what is remembered in that circumstance, maybe, I mean, I remember my father hit me with a hairbrush once. He hit me with a belt once, twice in my life. That was it. Did it affect me? Yes. Did it keep me from doing what I was punished for? I don't know, because I don't remember what I was punished for. I remember being hit with the hairbrush. I remember getting the strap, but I don't remember why. So I remember it did. I did remember, but I don't remember why. Now, maybe that happened to you, or maybe it didn't happen to you. Richie seems eager to talk about this, so go ahead.
You just answered my question. I was going to ask you whether you were spanked as a child.
Yeah.
And Roberta?
A couple of times, once or twice, but really not.
Jennifer?
And I've never spanked my children.
I was hit once by my dad and for not taking medication that I was supposed to take, and I remember it. And see, I think spanking is good if it's meaningful and if the kid knows why and if it's the only...
Yeah, and if it doesn't happen every time you turn around, just, you go to the grocery store and you see these mothers, these crazy crackpot mothers who are shaking their kids up because the kids are screaming.
People have taken spanking, which is meant to discipline, and all of a sudden turned it into like this rage beating.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not. A spanking is, you know, a little paddle. It's, hey, no, you know, if you decide that you want to spank your kids. And
it's with your hand, not with a stick
and all
or
of a sudden,
belt.
Yeah, all of a sudden in the past, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, it's like, oh, my God, you beat your child? Mm. Oh, how horrible. You know, because we all have seen these crazy mothers in the Walmart who are just yanking their kids' arms off and about beating them on the way to the car because the kids are acting up in the Walmart, and that is horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, that is horrible.
But I think if somebody wants to effectively spank their child and do it in a loving, corrective way. We all got it as a kid. I got spanked. Roberta's spanking somebody right now.
What loving? I don't know what's loving about. Right.
I got guys who are doing some work.
All right, let's continue this in a matter of moments. Let's think about it for a second. 17 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you're over 35 and you have fine lines or maybe deep wrinkles, may I suggest to you that the Fountain of Youth, which has been introduced by beauty expert David Pollack, is the way to create a wonderful feeling on your skin and a look, too, that is second to none. It increases skin hydration by 90%. You know what that does? It reduces wrinkles on your face. There is a wonderful opportunity presenting itself right now for you to get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. It's a serum from Organic Attitude, and if you go online to their website, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, you will discover this marvelous anti-aging serum. Again, the website is organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY. You will get absolutely free a bottle of Fountain of Youth. I am using it. Richie is using it. Funny, Jennifer, I don't have to get it for Jennifer. Roberta, you can go online and get your own because it's free. The Fountain of Youth Serum reduces wrinkles, increases skin hydration, boosts collagen production. It is pure and it's safe, has nothing, no fragrance, no odor, no sticky, nothing. It just does what it says it's going to do. Make your face look better. Here's the place to go one more time, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY for your free bottle of the Fountain of Youth.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick?
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
All right, it's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're talking about discipline. Richie's reading me some of the Facebook responses. So, Jennifer, what do we have? I don't mean Facebook. Some of the email responses. People say, I don't remember what I did because
it says the reason you don't remember what you were spanked before is because you never did it again.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody can come up with any. You want to justify beating the hell out of your kids? Go ahead.
There you go, though. There you go, though.
Beating
exactly the hell out of your kid.
I think a lot of people who respond the way
that's what I'm trying to make the point. There's a difference between spanking and beating.
But people who are so passionate about it, who get so angry about it, are people who abuse it. I guarantee you that.
Sure. There's no doubt. Yeah. There's no doubt that people say, oh, I just spanked my kid, and they beat the hell out of their kid.
Right.
But then there are people who truly spank their kid, and it's a corrective measure, and it
sometimes
works.
Sometimes that's the only thing that gets their attention. I understand
sometimes.
That. Yeah.
But don't make those people feel like they are beating
their
kids.
Who's making them feel that way?
That's why you listen to that cut on The View, and it makes it sound like, you know, oh, my God, they're beating their kids. Well, maybe some of them are, but maybe some of them are just corrective. And
well,
we should really do
point.
Something about the ones who are beating their kids. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but that's how do you find the difference, and where is it? It's gone overboard like a lot of other things.
We should send the government into each and every household and find out whether these parents are actually doing a good job, and if they're not, take their kids away from them.
Send
that's
the
what
government.
We should do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What did you want to say, Jennifer?
I didn't. You were going to talk to me about something.
I was.
About Facebook.
Oh, I wanted to know. Other than the response to Charlotte's picture at Facebook, didn't we have something up about this?
We did. We were talking about the Conrad Murray trial and people agree with the verdict and if they think he should go to jail.
All right, so put this question up. Let's put this
question. I just put it up.
All right, okay.
So
and
we have that. You can chime in.
Follow it at Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Yep,
mm-hmm.
That's the way to be heard. And we're interested in having people be heard in any number of ways, whether it's on the phone or DougAtDougSteffen.com or on Facebook. It's 49 past the hour.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision that benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Nizwiner, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergency, the fizzy, fruity drink mix with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency, feel the good.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The Murray Verdict, part of a very busy news day. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. There were a number of so-called breaking stories yesterday. The Penn State scandal, another allegation against Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. More about those stories later, but we begin with this.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary manslaughter.
Guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the 2009 death of Michael Jackson, specifically of giving Jackson a lethal dose of the powerful anesthetic propofol. The defense claimed Michael Jackson self-injected the drug while Murray was out of the room. In the courtroom, Murray sat stone-faced. You did hear a suppressed squeal when the verdict was announced. Outside the courthouse in L.A., nothing was suppressed. Many of those outside holding signs proclaiming Murray as guilty. As for what's next for Conrad Murray, here's Judge Michael Pastor.
Dr. Murray is remanded to the custody of the Los Angeles Sheriff with no bail and ordered to appear for further proceedings and formal probation and sentencing on 29 November.
Murray could get up to 4 years in prison. The general public, by the way, agrees with the conviction, according to an AccessHollywood.com poll. Just under two-thirds of respondents saying they concur with the guilty verdict. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big with a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon. And we'll throw in a $5 coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list at Sears while you wait. Plus, take advantage of our biggest rebate savings ever on four qualifying tires. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Coupon valid through 11/27, rebate through 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
On Wall Street, the market off to a good start for the work week. The Dow up 85 yesterday, finishing at 12,068. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices increased $1.26 a barrel, finishing at $95.52. It is expected today's scheduled weekly media session between Penn State head football coach Joe Paterno and reporters will be loaded with questions surrounding the ongoing sex scandal. The issue involves a former longtime assistant coach at Penn State, former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky, accused of preying on at least eight young boys from the late 90s until 2009. Here's Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly.
This is a case about a sexual predator accused of using his position within the community and the university to prey on numerous young boys for more than a decade.
It is unknown if longtime coach Joe Paterno will address questions involving this case or try to keep today's session about the team's game against Nebraska. Good luck with that. Embattled Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain holding a news conference of his own later today. He'll be addressing reporters as his campaign questions the motives of Sharon Bialik, the woman who came forward yesterday saying she was sexually harassed by Cain years ago. Today is November 8th, Election Day across the country. It's an off year. Members of the House of Representatives, along with President Obama, face re-election next year. Today, lots of local candidates and issues on the ballot. Traditionally, unless there's a hot race or controversial local referendum, these elections feature low voter turnout. Closing notes. First, if you were sitting in a dentist chair and he started to drill... Oh, that hurts! And he extracted a tooth, how much do you think you could get for that tooth? Well, as you ponder that, we bring you a Canadian dentist by the name of Michael Zuck, who reportedly paid more than $31,000 for the badly decayed tooth that was once in the mouth of John Lennon. The children of Lennon's housekeeper put the tooth up for auction. That housekeeper apparently accepted the tooth as a gift from Lennon in the late 60s. Zuck, the new owner of the tooth, said he plans to put it on display at his dental practice and take it on tour. Let's just hope the tooth can carry a tune better than Yoko. And finally, a reminder that today's the day. An asteroid will do a relatively close flyby of our planet. The name of this space rock? 2005 YU-55. Sounds ominous, doesn't it? NASA telling us this asteroid, just over 1,300 feet in diameter, will come within 201,000 miles or so of our planet, which is closer than the moon. Chances of this thing hitting us? Zero, according to NASA. Even so, I'm wearing a helmet today. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
America by Talkers Magazine every year since 1998. Our show is not intended to replace your medical doctor, but to empower you with the knowledge to change your life.
Here I get itchier and itchier.
Log on to do.
Honey, you're going to scratch your skin off.
As we age, skin is more prone to itching. And boy, scratch.